It's the wake-up call. Time to head off to Bullochshire now and see what's happening with Anthony Judd, the CEO of that very own Shire. How are you, Anthony?
I'm good, thanks, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed, thanks. Hey, we chatted about this a while back, the Working for Victoria initiative, some great benefits, and you've still got a handful of jobs that you're recruiting for.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's an amazing initiative, and we've just had, it's just added so much to our Shire, and ads or administrative-based roles have just been wonderful. And there's some really great stories of, you know, people who maybe grew up in the area and have moved back to take up these 6 month jobs, and hopefully that is sort of a launch pad to keep them here in our region. But we do have a few jobs still available, and we're certainly trying to get as many people interested as possible. So we've still got some general outdoor jobs. We've got a couple of business support officers, which is obviously really important at this time. And this job is to try and help businesses, you know, get back on their feet or get them in touch with a mentor or even apply for one of the myriad of grants that are out there and try and cut through and understand if those businesses are eligible. And obviously the focus around outdoor dining. So, working with those businesses. And as well as some project officers that will work with our directors just to get some key projects underway, and also a GIS assistant. So that's the mapping side of things. So we've got a lot of assets out there, and the need to continue to update our mapping systems is pretty important. So there's some really great roles. So we'd be calling on everyone if they're interested. And some of these you don't necessarily have to be located here. It probably is an advantage, but anyone can apply for these jobs.
Okay. Now, there's a housing study that's going on with council teaming up with the Wimmera Development Association. What's the background of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting project. Well, the background is, I think, and for some time now, the availability of housing across the Wimmera, and we're really on the edge of the Wimmera, but going from sort of Bullock all the way to the border, and obviously Horsham is at the heart of the Wimmera. Getting a house and a suitable house in any of our communities has always been a challenge. And talking to real estate and agents and the other shires, it's becoming more and more of a challenge. I think the pandemic has done some different things, and one of that has driven an inability to get housing out in our region. So I know in our towns, some towns you just cannot buy a house right now. So I think this study is looking at a whole range of things. It does look at social housing and whether there's enough and what the demands are. It looks at the available blocks within the available zoning. And obviously such a big project, it'll come up with a range of different recommendations about the future of housing and what initiatives council and the community can do to try and make it more attractive and make housing more available for the community. Because I think population growth is something that the Wimmera area and us being right on the edge of that is very interested in. But also talking to a lot more people in your catchment, you know, there's been a lot of news around, you know, places like Castlemaine where, you know, house prices are going up and you can't get into to even the rental market. And the rental, getting a rental in Bullock is I think just as tricky as getting a rental in Bendigo or Castlemaine at the minute. So hopefully this study looks at all those things. I don't think there's any magic silver bullet on this. I think there's just going to be a range of different activities that councils and the community and hopefully state government through some funding will have to do. And I think this study will be geared towards us being able to partner with state government and potentially developers to find some of those solutions for all of those different range of housing that I think a community needs.
Yeah, okay. Now, very quickly, we just built through these last couple. Your next ordinary meeting of council live streaming this Wednesday?
It is. And being caretaker mode, there's probably a bit of a light agenda this one. Councils can't make too many big policy decisions during caretaker, or they can't make any big policy decisions. So really just an update on our annual plan. And we've kicked off a range of different activities through that, which has been, you know, getting our engagement policy underway, completing the State of Blue Children's Report, which is really it's an interesting read. So, so we look forward to having our last meeting with this council. That's a four-year term. So it's an impressive commitment from council before we go into the elections. And obviously we set up with a new council.
Okay, and the Birchip Cumming Avenue project, that's kicking off this week as well.
Yeah, it is, it is. It's a big project. So this is a sort of $2.3 million streetscape project. Letters have gone out to all residents in the Birchip area just to expect some disruption. It's going to be a big project. It's going to be over 6 months, so we'll have to keep that community consultation and communication going pretty thoroughly through that project.
Something you don't hear very often, mate. Traffic chaos in Birchip. Yeah.
It will be. Yep, it will be. We need to make sure that the access to the shop, particularly over the Christmas period, is going to be available. So,
jeez. Might take you 4 or 5 minutes to get there instead of 2 or 3. Hey, Anthony, as always, thanks for that. We'll have a chat to you next week, mate.
Thanks, Robert.
Good on you. Anthony Judd, Bulloke Shire.